Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know, life's a pretty wild ride, right? We're constantly juggling work, relationships, dreams, and let's be honest, trying not to trip over our own feet sometimes. But one thing that can make the whole journey smoother, more fulfilling, is building stronger relationships with the people around us. And guess what? It all starts with something simpler than you think. Active listening. Yeah, I know, sounds a little basic, right? Like, isn't listening just about hearing words? Well, trust me, there's so much more to it. Active listening is about truly being present in conversations, understanding what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. It's about creating that space where people feel heard, understood, and valued. Now, I want you to picture this. Ever had a conversation where you felt like the other person was just waiting for their turn to speak? Where it felt more like a back-and-forth tennis match than a genuine connection? Yeah, not exactly ideal, right? That's what happens when we're not actively listening. We miss out on valuable insights. We don't build trust, and honestly, the conversation feels pretty shallow. So, how do we become better active listeners? Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways. 1. Be present. This one seems obvious, but seriously, put your phone down. Close your laptop. Ditch the distractions. When someone's talking to you, give them your full attention. Make eye contact, nod along, and really focus on what they're saying. Imagine yourself absorbing every word like a sponge. 2. Ask questions. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Dig deeper. Ask open-ended questions that encourage the other person to elaborate. Instead of, did you have a good day? Try what was the highlight of your day. You'll be surprised how much richer the conversation becomes when you actively engage. 3. Reflect and summarize. This is where you show the other person that you're truly listening and understanding. Paraphrase what they've said to make sure you got it right. For example, so what I'm hearing is, this also shows them that you value their thoughts and are taking the time to process them. 4. Validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with everything someone says, acknowledge their feelings. Let them know that you understand how they feel. As simple as sounds frustrating, or I can see why you'd be upset, goes a long way in building empathy and connection. 5. Avoid interrupting. Let the other person finish their thoughts before jumping in. It's tempting to chime in with your own ideas, but interrupting shows disrespect and can derail the conversation. Trust me, it's better to wait for your turn to speak and make sure you're truly listening when they're talking. Think about a time when someone truly listened to you. How did that make you feel? Probably heard, understood, valued, right? That's the power of active listening. It builds trust, strengthens relationships, and creates genuine connections. Now, let's talk about how this all plays out in real life. Imagine your best friend is venting to you about a stressful situation at work. Instead of jumping in with solutions or offering unsolicited advice, which, by the way, is rarely helpful when someone's just trying to vent, try active listening. Acknowledge their feelings, ask clarifying questions, and really listen to what they're saying. You might be surprised by the insights you gain and the depth of your connection with your friend. Remember, building stronger relationships isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for the people in your life, truly listening to them, and creating a space where they feel safe and valued. And that starts with active listening. So go out there and be the best listener you can be. The world needs more of it. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with someone who could use a reminder about the power of active listening. See you in the next episode of Daily Stoic Edge. Stay sharp, stay grounded.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.